Welcome to Wholehearted Coaching, the podcast. If you're looking for more purpose, more passion, more joy in your life, then you have come to the right place. I am your host, Shirin Eskandani, the founder of Wholehearted Coaching and the Wholehearted Life Coaching Certification. This podcast is in service of your biggest dreams. We'll talk about mindset, manifestation, mindfulness, and we'll also look at the transformative power of life coaching and being a life coach. If you are ready to create your dream life while living your dream life, then let's do it, love. Welcome to Wholehearted Coaching, the podcast. This is where we take a deeper dive into my Mindset Monday post, which you can read on Instagram at Wholehearted Coaching. Or if you want to go even deeper and get my free weekly journal prompts that are inspired by this episode, sign up for my email list by heading to my website, wholehearted-coaching.com. And if you're interested in joining one of my transformational courses, or you're ready to take the leap and become a wholehearted coach yourself, you can head to wholehearted-coaching.com/offerings. And of course, all this information is also in the show notes. Today's episode is for anyone who struggles with self-motivation, with motivating themselves to do the things they really want to do. It's for anyone out there who may be judging themselves, thinking there is something wrong with them because they can't seem to take action or take consistent action on the thing that they really desire. So in this episode, we're going to get into the ins and outs of motivation. What creates motivation and how can we cultivate it? I was inspired to record this episode because we recently celebrated 4 years of Wholehearted Coaching, the podcast. And I'm going to be honest with you, when I realized that this podcast is 4 years old, that I had recorded 4 years worth of episodes, I was even shocked. I said to myself, who recorded 4 years of episodes? Because that certainly was not me. How did you even do that? Like, literally one of the questions was, Shirin, how have you kept at this for 4 years? So it really got me thinking. It really got me thinking about what is motivation, what creates motivation, because I think we have a lot of misconceptions about folks who are motivated. I think we may think they have a certain motivation gene, or maybe there's just something intrinsically in them that helps them keep at things. But let me tell you, I am just as surprised as anyone out there that I have been recording this podcast for 4 years. And I recognize that from the outside, it may seem like I'm this incredibly motivated person, which yes, I guess I am, right? Because I have kept at this podcast for 4 years. But what I want to tell you is that there is nothing different from me than there is from you. I still question myself. I procrastinate. I want to put things off. I sometimes don't want to do things I really want to do. However, I have been able to really create and cultivate motivation for myself, right? And I say create and cultivate again because I don't think it's an intrinsic thing. I truly do not. I do think that there are life circumstances that allow us to sometimes be more consistent at things. I have said this before that I think consistency is rooted in privilege, right? For those of us who don't have a lot of things to worry about, whether that is money or we don't have a family to take care of or we don't have chronic illness, right? It's easier for some of us to be more consistent at things, to keep at things. However, regardless of your circumstance, it is possible to still be motivated, to persist and to see through the things we desire. So I really sat down and tried to figure out what has created the sense of motivation, the self-motivation that I have had in recording this podcast for 4 years. And that's what this episode is all about, because I truly think that all of us have the ability to be, stay, get back to being motivated. And today we're going to talk about what are those elements that we need to really create and cultivate to create motivation for ourselves. Now, before we dive in, remember that for the month of March, we have a giveaway. All you have to do is offer us your requests of what you would love to hear on the podcast. What are the themes, topics, what questions do you have that we can answer here? Head to wholehearted-coaching.com/giveaway, fill out the form, tell us what you would like to hear on the podcast, and at the end of the month, one of you will win a free half-hour one-on-one coaching session with me. So I think this is a pretty fantastic giveaway. We want to hear from you. We want to create a podcast that's a reflection of this community. And as a giveaway, one of you will win a free one-on-one coaching session with me. All right, now let's get into this week's Mindset Monday. It reads, "You're never going to feel ready. It's never going to be the right time. There will always be a good reason to not do it, but you do it anyway. That's how you get it done. You make a habit of choosing the hard thing." So listen, I love this podcast. I love this community so much. And also, there are times when I really don't want to record an episode. It's when I'm not feeling as inspired, or I don't feel like I have anything insightful or important to share, right? I am human. And there are times in my life where I feel like I really have nothing to say. And what's tricky about a podcast is that it is a weekly kind of thing, right? This is what I've set up here. I mean, of course, it can be bi-weekly or once a month, but here for this podcast, this is a weekly podcast. And so I have created this system, this framework, where even if I'm not feeling so inspired, I need to record something every week. And I have been able to do that for 4 years now. Of course, I say 4 years. I've taken breaks. We take the summers off. During the holidays, we have replays. But still, I mean, I can even recognize that I am showing up every week for about 8 months out of the year. And what I think it really comes down to is that I show up because the podcast has now become a habit for me. And I say the word habit in a really positive sense. I think sometimes we can think of the word habit and it's not a really sexy word, right? The podcast is a habit. But I have done this podcast so many times, it's almost become an instinctual thing for me. The day that I record it, the way that I record it, the outlines that I create, it's become an instinct, a habit. And that is why I can really motivate myself in those moments where I'm not feeling so inspired or excited. It has become habitual for me to show up here, to show up for this community. And this is what I don't think we fully understand about motivation. We have this idea that people out there who are constantly motivated, they must be intrinsically more peppier, more inspired, more creative. And I want to tell you, they're not. They're just like you and me, right? Like in an Us magazine with celebrities, you know, where they eat peanut butter sandwiches and they go to CVS. Yes, motivated people are just like us. You know, if you think, I want you to think of someone in your life that you consider to be very motivated. Maybe there's someone who has gone on to do, you know, higher education. They've done their PhD. Or there's someone who works out every day. Maybe it's someone who has their own business and they're just constantly showing up. That person is no different than you. And I mean, on the inside, like they don't have some sort of intrinsic makeup that makes them more motivated than you are. But what they have been able to do is that they have made a habit of doing challenging things. Now, I say challenging things because they still see those things as challenging. This podcast for me, some days, is quite challenging. Some days it takes me a while to record an episode. Some weeks it takes me a couple days to figure out what I'm going to talk about. It is still challenging. They may still have a fear or a worry when they do it, right? There's certain podcast episodes I'm worried about recording and I'll procrastinate. But what I have done and what people who outwardly look motivated have done is that they have a habit of choosing the hard thing again and again and again. I can tell you that after all of these years, I still don't want to do half of the things that are required of me as a business owner. And honestly, just even as a human being. But right, as a business owner, I have to do things like write copy, marketing, launching programs, washing my hair, right? If I'm honest, I often don't want to do these things. But I do them not because of some magical boost of inspiration or because I'm some sort of like unicorn of momentum, but because each day I choose to do them. And I've chosen to do them for so long that they've now become a habit. Like, this is what I do. Motivation isn't a thing. It isn't just something that magically shows up. It isn't something that other people have more than others. It really begins with a choice of doing something outside your zone of comfort, choosing something that's scary, choosing something that's hard, and then continually choosing it again and again. And it really is a choice that you have to make each and every day. And at the beginning, it is a hard choice to make. But the more and more you do it, it just becomes something that is ingrained in you. Something like brushing your teeth or washing your face or having your morning cup of coffee. It almost becomes the same thing when it comes to the hard stuff. It's just a choice that you make every day. And the more and more you choose to do this thing, the more continually you choose to do this hard thing, it eventually just becomes your thing. So I want to get into what creates motivation. Because as I said, I've been thinking a lot about this because I think others would describe me as very motivated. And if I was to look at what I have accomplished, I would even say, wow, that's a very motivated person. So I was trying to think to myself, like, what are the components that help me be motivated? What is it that I create and cultivate that allow for me to be self-motivated? And five factors came to mind. Five factors that I think motivated people know and do that keeps them motivated. The first factor is that motivated people know their deep why. Now, when I say why, it's that deep, soul-filled level reason of why you want to do this thing. It's about going really deep and feeling connected to this thing you really want to do. So with this podcast, I could have a why that is to promote my work and to show people my skills as a coach. Honestly, that doesn't really excite me. That's not a why that makes me want to show up. Now, a deep-filled why is that I record this podcast to hopefully make someone out there feel less alone, to make them feel less lost, to make them feel just a little more strong and resilient and capable within themselves. I record this podcast because I truly want you to believe that anything is possible, that you can reach your dreams and you can even go beyond. I record this podcast as a love letter to my former self at the beginning of my growth journey, trying to seek out wisdom and knowledge that would allow me to feel better, to feel more grounded, to find myself. This is truly a love letter to who I used to be. Now, as I say that, that feels so much more compelling. That why really helps me sit at my desk and record this podcast week after week. When I can connect to that why, not that first why. Yeah, that could be a why, right? To promote my work, blech. But the second why of really connecting with you and allowing you the space, this time for yourself to dream, oh boy, let me tell you, that makes me want to sit at this desk week after week. So understanding your why, that second why, that deep soul-filled why is so important. So if you find yourself kind of lagging on something you want to do, something you really want to do, sit down and figure out what is your soul-filled deep why. And you'll know when you found that why, when something inside you just shifts and changes energetically. It's like this electricity or this buzz that just makes you want to take action, makes you want to head out the door, send that email, grab that microphone. That is a why that will keep you doing the thing again and again and again. So that is factor number one, know your deep soul-filled why. Now we are at factor number two. Motivated people are intimate with their fear. They are not fearless. Nobody is fearless. Instead, motivated people see their fear, they understand their fear, and they are able to navigate their fear. They don't allow their fear to talk them out of doing the thing, or at least to talk them out of doing the thing for too long, right? They don't try to bypass their fear because they know that that fear is going to catch up to them. Instead, they sit down with their fear and they have conversations with it. They understand why their fear may be there, and they let their fear know that it's okay. They say to their fear, hey, I totally get why you're scared right now. I get it. But this means a lot. This means so much to me. So I'm going to just go ahead and try this, and let's just see what happens on the other side. Now, it may sound ridiculous to talk to your fear in that way, but I cannot tell you how well that works. And I dedicated a whole episode to fear, episode 169, that goes way deeper into all of this. You know, when it comes to motivation, we also have to talk about procrastination, because I think that those of us who think we aren't motivated will probably identify with the label of being a procrastinator or think we are procrastinators. And something I need you to understand is that when we procrastinate, when we delay doing something that means a lot to us, it isn't because we are garbage people or we don't know what we're doing. When we procrastinate in these moments, it is because we are scared. We are scared to do the thing. We are scared to do the thing and fail. We are scared to do the thing and be judged. We are scared to do the thing and step into the unknown. Procrastination and fear really are so connected. They go hand in hand. And what I hate so much about when we are procrastinating is that we think we are procrastinating because we don't care. But that can't be further from the truth. We are procrastinating because we care so much and we want to do it well and we want it to work out. So fear is a big part of motivation, or really being able to navigate your fear, is a big part in creating motivation. Because what I need you to really understand is that motivated people get scared. They still get scared. Even if they've done that thing 100 times, there will come a time, 101 or 102, where they get scared. They're afraid to do the thing. They worry. They're still afraid of uncertainty, the unknowns, and the judgment, but they do it anyway. Not because of a lack of fear, but despite their fear. So we have element number one, know your deep-filled why, right? That why that is going to get you out of that chair and into action. Number two, learn how to navigate your fear. And now we are at number three. Motivated people do not overstretch themselves. Okay, I know what you're thinking. You know, you're like, wait a second, but motivated people are like writing books. They're recording podcasts for 4 years. They're running marathons. What do you mean? Of course they're stretching themselves. But what I'm talking about is what in science they call the Goldilocks rule. So the Goldilocks rule states that humans experience peak motivation when working on a task that is right at the edge of their current abilities. It's not too hard. It's not too easy. It's just right. Now, that idea comes from the book Atomic Habits. That's where I learned about the term Goldilocks rule. But I have been calling the Goldilocks rule sweet spot goals forever. I had no idea that that's what the scientific term was. And if you want to find out more about sweet spot goals, check out episode 176. But really, this idea is of creating a goal that allows you to move toward that future that you desire and also honors the person who is here today, right? So it's a goal that lies at the intersection of who you are today and where you want to be in the future. So often when it comes to our goals, we're creating goals that are just a little bit too big for us, something that is beyond what we've ever tried before. And while, of course, I want you to challenge yourself, when it comes to motivation and staying motivated, it's really about finding that balance between what is possible for you today with your resources, time, experience, energy, and what you want to create. So, for instance, with this podcast, you know, I wasn't thinking to myself when I launched it, we're going to do 4 years of a podcast. I mean, that would have been really cool and amazing, but at the time, it was really just one episode at a time, and it still truly is. And when you go back to those first episodes, which I really encourage you to do, you know, the sound quality isn't as great. I did all of the editing for those episodes. I created the intro and the outro, and I'm so proud of them. I'm not saying that they're bad, right? But I had to start somewhere. I think if I had in my mind this polished kind of podcast that I have now, I mean, I think it's polished. I have an amazing podcast manager. I love her so much. But if that's what I had set out to do then, 4 years ago, that would have been way too overwhelming for me. I just had to start off with what I could do. And it changed episode to episode, where now, you know, we have amazing sound quality, a great intro, and all of these things. And so I just started with what I could do. And I went from episode to the next episode. So love, when it comes to this goal you've set for yourself, if you find yourself lacking in motivation, it may be because you bit off just a little bit more than you could chew. And we've all been there. We've all done that. So you may need to break down your big goal into smaller goals, right? Something that is that Goldilocks place. Not too hard, not too easy, somewhere in the middle. And know that we're figuring this out as we go along. I'm reminded of my nephew. I adore him and I love him. This summer, he went to a water slide park for the first time. And he went on a slide that was, I think, a little too advanced for him. And he really freaked out, as of course he should, because it's scary. And I remember my sister telling me the story, and it made me think of our limits. We sometimes don't know our limits until we hit them, right? And that's okay if we hit them. That's okay if we can't do that thing. That's okay if we come out of the water slide sputtering and don't know where we are and we're disoriented. But we just take that and we say, okay, I'm not ready for that yet. Not that I'll never be ready for that or that's never going to happen for me, but this is not where I am at today. So maybe let's go to the other water slide. I don't know. I hope that analogy helped you. It's an odd analogy, but but it's okay to have limits. It's great knowledge to know our limits. This is how we can create those goals that exist just on that cusp of where that limit may be. Now we are at our fourth element, fourth factor. Here is what I have noticed about motivated people. They are compassionate. They're self-compassionate when they mess up, when they make a mistake, maybe when they miss a day or even a week of doing that thing. They're really kind to themselves. They don't judge themselves. They don't pack on the shame and the blame. They just allow themselves to be, to feel whatever they're feeling. Motivated people are kind to themselves when things are difficult. I mean, think of it this way. How motivating would it be if the most loving person in your life, the closest person to you in your life, how motivating would it be that the way that they spoke to you when you were not feeling so motivated was mean, unkind, and judgmental? And unfortunately, many of us have experienced that, right? A family member, someone we respect, who tries to motivate us from a place of criticism, unkindness, right? Thinking that that's going to help us, but we know it doesn't. It's the same with ourselves. Kindness is what allows us to be resilient, to sustain, to keep going. I truly believe that self-compassion, self-kindness is one of the most important things when it comes to sustainability, to productivity, resilience. Self-compassionate people get shit done because when they mess up, they don't spend hours, days, weeks, years holding it against themselves. They take those moments, they feel the feelings, they learn from it, and they move on. So as I was talking about this idea of, you know, finding out what our limits are in the Goldilocks rule, self-compassion is a big part of that, right? When you hit your limit, when you bite off more than you could chew, are you going to be mean to yourself? Or are you going to say, ooh, okay, maybe that goal was a little too big for us right now. Let's reassess and let's try this. So self-compassion. Motivated people are really nice to themselves. And now we are on to our fifth and final piece of motivation. Community. Self-motivated folks have a really supportive community. Now that community can be one, or that community could be many, but the company that you keep really affects how motivated you are. If you have folks around you who are cheering you on, who are also choosing hard things every day, and they're seeing things through and they're getting things done, that is incredibly motivating. And conversely, if you have a community around you who isn't so supportive and positive, who you don't feel comfortable sharing things with, who maybe aren't challenging or stretching themselves a whole lot, that's not as motivating. And there have been studies that show that 95% of our actions and behaviors are motivated by the company we keep, by the community we have. So really being intentional with the people you surround yourself with is so important. Now, I'm not saying that you need to throw everyone out of your life. But really knowing who you can turn to and talk to when you need some inspiration and support is so important. And I'll be honest with you, creating this type of community can take some time, right? Some real intentional work. But I promise you that it's absolutely possible. And if you're finding yourself listening to this podcast and thinking, ugh, I don't think I have that community, let me be your community. Let this podcast be your community. Again, one of the whys, one of my whys is to really help people feel less alone. Let me be your supportive friend or cheerleader in your corner. One of the biggest reasons why this podcast thrives and does so well is because of my community. I have such a supportive group of friends and family around me. I have an incredible podcast manager, Ronnie, who I adore and love, who makes this as easy as possible. So community is key. Let's recap. Motivated people, remember, they don't have some special gene. They're not intrinsically different than you or me, right? Anyone can be an incredibly motivated person. But here is what I think motivated people have in common. One, they know their deep, soul-filled why. Two, they are intimate with fear. They can navigate their fear in a healthy way. Three, they don't overstretch themselves, right? They find their sweet spot goals. Four, they're really damn nice to themselves. And five, they have a supportive community. So if you are feeling down about some goal you haven't been able to follow through on, I hope there was something in this episode that was a key, a clue to help you unlock your motivation. Because the truth is, we need your magic in the world. We need that incredible dream inside of you. We need it. So, love, get to it. So as we end the podcast, I want you to think of one thing that is resonating with you about today's episode. And we're going to take a deep breath in, hold it at the top, thinking of that one thing, and breathing out. Until next week, I'll talk to you then. Thank you so much for joining me this week. If you liked this episode, please share it with a friend, subscribe or follow where you love listening most. And if you haven't yet, leave a review. You can do this on Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Podchaser, or Podcast Addict. Until next week, love.